real horror show. Central State Hospital, on this moment of Indiana history. The inspiration for countless ghost stories and a 2006 documentary film, Central State Hospital treated and housed many of Indiana's mentally ill for almost 150 years. The defunct institution on the near west side of Indianapolis opened as the Indiana Hospital for the Insane in 1848 to serve five patients in a single brick building. Over the next half century, as the patient load swelled to almost 3,000, the facilities came to include two steepled brick dormitories and a state-of-the-art pathology department. But the ambitions its directors had with regard to medical science were overshadowed by Central State's insufficient funding, overcrowded conditions, and underqualified staff. Patient abuse was rampant. The hospital's dungeons, according to one superintendent's account from 1870, were, quote, filled with maniacs who raved and howled like tortured beasts for want of light and air and food. Although its facilities were upgraded and mental asylums opening around the state took some of the burden off Central, reports of abuse there persisted. During the deinstitutionalization of the mentally ill in the 1960s, the hospital's client population diminished, and by the late 1970s, Central's grand Victorian structures were razed. The landmark pathology building was spared, however, and is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places as the nation's oldest surviving facility of its kind. The building now houses the Indiana Medical History Museum. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.